Thank you, Madam President. Distinguished delegates, on behalf of the Group of Latin American and the Caribbean, we would like to thank UNCTAD for this presentation. Their report highlights the importance of carbon markets as a potential tool for mobilizing climate finance and supporting the structural transformation of developing economies. However, it also underscores the risks and challenges that these mechanisms present for least developed countries, particularly in terms of regulation, transparency, and equitable access to the benefits generated. Our region recognizes the urgency of moving towards a low-carbon economy and the role that carbon markets can play in this process. However, we share the LDC's concerns regarding the concentration of benefits among intermediaries and private actors, rather than generating direct and meaningful financing for sustainable development. For carbon markets to be an effective tool, it is essential to ensure clear rules, appropriate carbon pricing, and mechanisms that strengthen institutional capacities in developing countries. We also emphasize that carbon markets cannot replace climate finance or official development assistance. Developing countries require additional unpredictable resources for adaptation and mitigation, especially those most vulnerable to climate change. In this regard, we call on the international community to reinforce financial commitments under the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities, ensuring that LDCs and other developing economies have access to clean technologies and concessional financing. Finally, we reiterate our commitment to climate and action and to strengthening South-South cooperation to share experiences and capacities in the use of carbon markets. We must ensure that these instruments serve as a pathway to sustainable development rather than an additional barrier to progress for the least developed countries. Finally, GRULAC member countries, which are also part of the G77, associate themselves with the intervention made by Peru on behalf of that group. Thank you, Mr. President.